Vous écoutez L'autre monde, nous sommes au festival de la bande dessinée d'Angoulême with Kim W. Anderson. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Good morning.
Did you meet some readers yet in Angoulême to signing sessions?
Yeah, of course. Glenna is keeping me very busy. There's a lot of signing sessions, a lot of interviews, and a lot of going taxi and dinners. So I feel like a rock star. It's been amazing, really. And I've done some signing sessions. It's been really fun. Everyone has their own favorite characters from the books that they want me to draw, and I'm more than happy to do it.
So, how do you pitch Alena? Because it's a weird story with maybe a ghost. There is twisted part. Maybe madness.
Maybe a ghost. Maybe madness. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, Alena is a story about a girl whose name is Alena, and she has a rough time. She goes to a school, a very fancy upper class school. She comes from a different world, from a different background, and she is pretty badly bullied. And she has one friend who is sticking up for her and who is helping her through her hard times, but the only really bad thing is that friend is dead, and she starts killing people.
Daily life for teenagers?
That's pretty much my own teenage years. I didn't kill anyone, though.
But a rough time.
Yeah. It's the teenage years are fantastically dramatic. Everything that happens to you happens for the first time. So you fall in love. You've never been that much in love. You get sad. You've never been that sad. Everything's very, very dramatic. Alena is, of course, an even more dramatic and weird story. But I still feel it has a sense of, like, realness to it. I remember when I was a teenager how little part in my life adults had, and that's a thing that I've used in the story. There are barely any adults. It's just the kids and their different relationships are the only thing that matters.
And as for the horrific part, what are your influences?
I've seen a lot of horror movies. I've seen a ridiculous amount of horror movies. When I grew up, when I was around 15 years old, for a summer vacation, a big brother of a friend of mine, he had a huge library of horror movies, all the classic horror movies. And for that summer, I borrowed one after the other. So that summer, I saw at least 100 classic horror movies, maybe 200. So I've pretty much seen it all, but I can't really tell them apart because I saw them all in one summer. But especially for Alena, I think Carrie was a huge inspiration. I really love that movie, and I really love the balance of the horror and the teenage angst in it, and it's very beautiful as well.
To have a sweet little girl and the evil part just behind.
Yeah, pretty much. There are a lot of contrasts in the book. The girls are cute, but they're also horrible. That's the theme of romantic horror. It's when you first hear it, it feels like it would be two different, completely different things, horror and romance. But for me, they fit together perfectly, and I like to fit together contrast things. For instance, they play lacrosse, the sport in the book. I've never played lacrosse. I've never seen a game of lacrosse. I only picked that sport for my story because I think it looks really cool. And when the girls are playing, they're kind of cute. They have like skirts and they have a tank top and the hair in a bun. But also they have this mask who really transforms their face, and they have, you know, a tooth guard that kind of distorts their face. So there's the contrast of the cute and the scary again.
So did you thought to the cute part or to the scary part first for this comic book?
No, I think it's always at the same time. It's always the process. But what I've experienced through the years making these kinds of stories, romantic horror, is that you have to have like a big part of romance and just a splash of horror. that's the recipe.
You said that you watched a lot of horror movies, and Alena is a movie also. Have you been a part in the process of the movie?
Yes, I got to be a big part of making the movie. I'm very fortunate. Right from the start, from when we got the first money to develop the script and everything, I got to be a part of that through the script writing and the casting and the design and the clothes and everything. It was a fantastic experience. Up until they started shooting, then I kind of took a step back because I want Daniel Di Grado, the director, to have his vision, of course. But yeah, it was a fantastic experience. I got to do a small cameo part in the movie. I have one line, just like Alfred Hitchcock. So that was pretty cool.
The movie is broadcast in a festival right now. Is there any chance that we can see it in theater in France, or maybe in DVD one day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. That's definitely the plan. It's been going around festivals for a while, for quite some time. It had the world premiere in Sitges in Barcelona, which is a very fine horror festival, so that was a huge honor. It's been playing all over the world, and it's been very popular with the LGBT community, which is really fun. And in Sweden, it went up in the cinema. It's been sold to the cinema to South Korea for some reason. That's really cool. and now it's out on, video on demand, in Sweden. But I believe it's going to be internationally released by video on demand, like Netflix or whatever you have over here. But I also talked to some guys from Lyon yesterday who are running a movie festival there, and they were interested in it. So maybe it will be shown there.
To go back to the comic books, how do you draw? What is your technique?
For Alena, I had a pretty special process. The process is very important to me because I do everything myself. So it's very important to have strict rules about the order I do things. And when I did Alena, which I did a few years ago, my mentor had just taught me this really good technique. My mentor is Peter Snabjerg, a Danish artist who did like Hellboy and Batman. He's like a real comic book artist. He taught me everything. But he taught me this technique that I used for Alena, which was really good, that I sketched, like rough sketched the pages in the computer, and that way I could like put in references. The school that they go to in Alena, I had like a 3D model of that house. I could just like put in screen dumps of it, and it was really easy to like do quick sketches, but also transform them and move them around and really, really think of the composition of the page before I printed it out. And on that print, I did the fine artwork, fine sketching and inking with a brush. Classic inking with a brush. And then scanned it into the computer and colored it in the computer, of course. And that was a really, really fun technique. The latest book I did completely digitally, which has its advantages, of course, as well. But I'm starting to miss my brush a lot, actually, so I might go back. And it's so much easier on your hand as well. Painting digitally is, it really ruins your hand, so maybe I have to go back to the brush, yeah.
How long was it to create Alena?
It was first published as episodes in a magazine in Sweden, 8 episodes, and I wrote the script, not full time, but maybe for actually a couple of years, but like worked on it from time to time while I did other work. But then when it started publishing, I completed one episode at a time, which I was very happy to do because it's a good thing to like focus on a small part, and I could really get into it and make it as good as possible. So that went in that magazine for maybe a year. So, yeah, about a year, I guess. but also, I was writing on it for a long time before that. Yeah.
And what are you working on?
I just finished a book for Dark Horse in America called Astrid, Cult of the Volcanic Moon. And that's the first book of many with this character Astrid. And that's my new challenge. Alena was my first graphic novel, and my new challenge is to make a character that I can make many books with. So the first book with Astrid is out, and they've told me that I can hint that it's coming out in France as well. So that's a scoop. So that's going to be really cool, and I just finished that. I'm really looking forward to making the next volume with Astrid, but I might also do something in between. I just pitched a story to a French publisher together with a French writer, which is going to be very interesting. I know him since before. He's very, very good. But I've always written my own comics, so that's going to be interesting to see how that works, and hopefully that will happen as well. That's also space adventure.
We will look at that.
Oh, thank you.
Have you discovered something here in comics?
Well, not this week, because I've been super busy, but I have read a lot of French comics. I love French comics. One of my absolute heroes in comics is Régis Loisel, and I got to meet him because we're on Glénat, both of us. He just did the Mickey Mouse for Glénat, which is beautiful. So we took the train together, and when we arrived, we like shook hands, and I had to tell him, like, he's Peter Pan. It's one of my absolute favorite comics, and he just gave me a big, big hug. It was wonderful. I love that hug, though. Yeah, so that was very cool.
You get to imagine that you are chosen to go in adventures for a special mission.
Me, myself?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you've got to go to this mission with a companion. And you can pick one between Gollum, Jar Jar Binks, Jiminy Cricket, a minion, or the White Rabbit. Which one would you pick as a companion for your mission?
That's really hard. Those are horrible choices. I think I'd choose the minion. They're pretty fun, right? I guess they would absolutely ruin everything. That's what they do. But no, the other ones are, or maybe Jiminy Cricket, because he's so small, I could just put him in my pocket, maybe. Which movie is Jiminy Cricket in? It's Pinocchio?
Pinocchio, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it for 20 years. Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay. That's a long time ago I saw that. I'll take the minion.
Okay.
A last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
I am very excited to be published in France, finally. For me, France has always been the big, big comics country, and I think everyone agrees. So I'm super fortunate to be published, and by such a renowned publisher as Glénat. So I think yesterday I talked to the president of the Swedish Comics Foundation, and he said I'm the first Swedish comics artist to be published by one of the biggest houses in France. So it's a huge honor, and yeah, I'm looking forward to see everyone. I'm trying to do as many festivals as I can, so I'll see you around.
Thank you so much.